Yeah. Okay. So Perek Daled is talking about the reincarnation of the neshama. It's not what the second coming. No, Chas Hashem. It's talking about the. I didn't mean that. I just meant it's talking about the when the Gilgal Sheni. The neshama is here on a second Gilgal, and he's struggling because, like the God explained, based on actions that took place in the first Gilgal, he is suffering. And some things that you will not be able to fix, and you gotta just take it in stride, like we said from Rav Rav. You have to just either embrace it or suffer. But you're gonna fight, you're gonna fight your whole life. It's not gonna work. Okay, now, and that's what it means, tzaddik v'raloi. Tzaddik v'toivo, etc. So, vayispalel el Hashem. So Yonah starts davening to Hashem, but Yomar, and he says, you know, what's he davening? He's davening for his lot in life. He's very upset about that his life is so difficult. And he says, Haloizad Devari ad heyosi al admosi. These were my words when I was on my land. Al ken kidamti levrayach tarshisha. And that's why I ran away to Tarshish. Ki yadati ki ato kelchanun v'rachum erach apayim v'chesev. So again, in this, in the simple pshat of the story, what it's saying is, Yoino is saying to Hashem, I ran away to Tarshish because I did not want to fulfill my, I did not want to do my shlichus because I knew you were going to accept the tshuva of Nineveh. So therefore, I didn't want to do it. What's it, what does it mean according to the Remez? Zok the Gra, a few diukim over here. These were my words. Ad heyoisi. Al Admosi, when I was on my Adama. So it's a funny language, just Admosi. So the Gra says, according to our Marshal, Admosi means when I was back on dry land. Right? Now we already said the dry land was over there. In this case, what it means is when I was in my first Gilgal, I told, why are you punishing me now for a various I did in the first Gilgal? Even in the first Gilgal, when I was still Al Admosi, when I was still alive, I thought I would do tshuva. Al ken kidamti livroach Tarshisha. That's why I went to Tarshish. Remember, in the first Gilgal, what happened was that he ran away from his mission to go after the gold and silver of life. So he said, I thought that I would be able to hop around the gold and silver, and at the end of my life, I'll do tshuva. So I ki at why ki yadati ki ato kelchan v'rachum erach apayim v'nichem al ra. I know you accept tshuva at the end. So I figured, look, I'll go to Tarshish, I'll have fun, and at the end of my life, I'll do tshuva. But I had rotzim to do tshuva. So you let me. So therefore, you don't punish me now for all the averus I did, because in reality, I really hadn't wanted to do tshuva the averus.
But you can't. There's more said, right? You can't do an avail and not say, I'm going to do tshuva.
Okay, so he says, Dr. Groh, I assumed I'll be able to it's not a good taina. I'm not accepting that one. That's what he's saying. If a person says I'll do chatoim and then I'll get back eventually, I'm not going to accept that. Okay, and even though I am Rav Chesed, what's the Rav Chesed? Shem Kabel Afilu Yom Echad Lifnei Moisai, V'nicham Al Ara. And I thought that you would go back on the Ra, but now you, I'm here. In the previous Gilgal, I was unable to misak in the problems, and now I'm suffering from it. It's not really so fair. But if you're going to make me suffer. If you're going to make me suffer, v'ata Hashem. So he says, kachno es nafshi mimeni, ki toiv moisi mechayai. Now, again, in the Pasha Pshat, this is Merav Senegra, like Yoni is saying he would rather die because he doesn't want Nineveh to do tshuva. Like, well, to me, like, what's he saying? So Zok the Gra, yeah, but it's much more moving according to this Pshat. What happened? Look, Hashem, you're not doing it. You're not willing to let me have a moment of no suffering. Not willing to let me you know, enjoy. Kachnas nafshi man. I don't want to live this second Gilgal. I don't want to do this second Gilgal. And what was the story? He brings a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. It's a Gemara in Tainis, for those that are familiar with the story. I think that the Gra in one of the Pirushi Agadas brought this Gemara also. But the Gemara goes like this. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas dechik alei milsa tuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas was very, very poor. Now, based on all this Gra, when the Gemara is saying he was very poor, what that really means is he was destined to a life of poverty. It does not mean that he got it, lost money. It means his life was a poverty life. He was stuck in that life of poverty. Must be because of previous Gilgal, he had done something that the only way he can misaken is the suffering of that poverty. Avad milsa v'havale midi l'mitam. So basically, he got very sick, and he fainted. The Rabbanim came to visit him. They saw him that he was bachin chayich. He was crying and laughing. The nafak tzitzisa denura me'apuse, and they saw a beam of light coming out of his head. When he woke up, amrulay, they asked him, when you were sleeping, you were crying and laughing, and there was light coming out of your head. What's pshat? My time of kabachis v'chayches. Why are we laughing and crying? Amrulay. Rabbi Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in my dream, with me was Hashem. Va'amar li, and Mosai, Amri li, and I said to Hashem, and Mosai etzta'er b'hai alma, how much are you going to make me suffer? Va'amar li, Elazar b'ni, nichaloch te'apri la'alma me'reisha, you want me to turn over the world for you? Efshar, if I turn over the world for you, efshar, to misaldus b'shaita de mezaini. Maybe you could be born in a better mazel. Amri lekame, I said to him, Kulei hai v'efshar, you're going to turn over the world and maybe it's going to work out for me. You're not even guaranteeing it. Amri dechai tfei dechayina. What's more, the life that I lived already or the life that I'm going to live? In other words, did I already live more than half my life? So Hashem said, well, you already lived more than half your life. Amri, mkei lebaina. I don't want to. And then in this chusa, you didn't want to, you got that light coming out of your forehead. That's the Gemara. Again, strange Gemara. Look, we're asking on Yoyna. He says he wants to die. Suffering. He's suffering too much. He wants to die. And more or less, what's going on? Zak the Zoyar Kadosh. Pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara is referring to here. Says Pshat in the Gemara is that Reb Elazar ben Pedas realized that this was all coming from a previous Gilgal. So on that he's saying... And then he's saying, I would prefer not to be misakin the old problem and not come back in the Gilgal. It's too painful to come back in the Gilgal. So he was destined to a life of poverty. He says, you know what? I don't want it anymore. Okay. And that's what he was saying. Afches leila alma, should I turn over the world? Means you in your personal world. I can reconstruct it in a different way, but it's going to destroy the world, and you're going to have to come back again. Furthermore, in a different Gilgal, and maybe it will be a better mazel next time. So, and that he says it's not worth it. So he's saying, you see from that Gemara also this concept of tov moisi mechaye, that in a second Gilgal, a person could say, I don't want this lot in life. And that's what Yerina was saying. Fine. And that's fine. Now now okay, this is an important point here. But Hashem does Kitov Moisi Michayai. Boshikosa Vishavach Anias Amesim Shikvar Mesu Minachayim Asherim Chayim Adena. So the Gra says that this idea is Merum is in the Pasuk in Kehelas. Pasuk in Kehelas says Vishavach Ani Es Hamesim Shikvar Mesu Minachayim, Asherim Chayim Adenu. The pasuk is very repetitive. It says, he's basically saying, people that died are better off than people that are living. So just say, Shavach and Yesa Mason. Obviously, Mason died already, so I have to say, Shekvar Mesu. Minachayim, that what? That they're still alive. Well, what are you telling me? Ratzalemer, Shatoivim Hema Mason, Shekvar Mesu, Fulin Starchulova Begilgo. It's better the people that are dead and stayed dead, Ma'usin Shem Chayim Adena, from the people that are alive, again, meaning they're alive now because they didn't fulfill what they were supposed to, and therefore they're alive. So the person that's dead and fulfilled the tafkid is not coming back to the Gogol is better than the person that's alive. Now listen to this. It's a famous Gemara in Erevin. Famous Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says that the Chacham were in the attic of wherever it was, and they said, they were declaring a shaila. Is it better that a person never have been created? Right? Or that a person is created? Nimnu v'gamru, that it was better had a person never been created, but achshav, shenivra, yifashish b'maisav, v'amrili mashmish b'maisav. So, this is a very strange Gemara. Well, what are they declaring? It's better had we never been created? So why does Hashem create us? How could there be such a Gemara? How could the Gemara declare this Shaila? Is it better that we never have been created? Doesn't make sense. Says the Gra, so it says the Kasha, Heich Ef Shaloimar Shatoiv Yoiser, in Kain Loma Nivra. And also it says, what's Achshav Shenivra? Should have said, not, you know, she should have said, if it was Nivra. So he says, Ela Nira, the Nechlik Ubishuv El Gilgal Sheni. The machlik is this: is it better to come down on Gilgal Sheni? It's better to come down on Gilgal Sheni because every time you're coming back, you have the opportunity to do more mitzvahs and have a better tikkun. No. It's toiv lo yoiser. It would have been better to be done in the Gilgal Rishon and not require Gilgal Sheni. The unbelievable taich in the Gemara. Of course, mankind had to be created. Not the Gemara's asking if man should be created. It means should men have been created, should is it better for a person to have to need to come down to the little shani? Unbelievable pshat, Rabbi Sai. It's unbelievable pshat. So he says, now, Achshav Shenivra, now that you're here though, Yifashvesh b'maisav. It's also a strange Gemara. Now that you're here, you know, look into your deeds to do tshuva. I mean, so now that you're here, you do mitzvahs, do everything. Well, what's the focus on? Now that you're here, we've been mashmash b'maisav. Listen, now that you're here to fix up a problem that you messed up in Gilgal Rishon. So make sure you fix it. Okay. The sakin maisav shemikodem the libishul mitzvahs lasus kitoivla. Don't just do random mitzvahs. Of course, you have the mitzvahs because you're here. You're doing mitzvahs, but that's not what the Gemara is not focusing on that. It's saying you have mashmish b'maisav. Why? Because you have to yimkain yireh l'sakin b'masha pasha mikodem. You have to fix what you did messed up before. Obvious question is v'heich yeda masha kilgol mikodem. How do you know what you messed up in the first Gilgal? So on that, the Gemara gives two answers. Yifashvish b'maisav or yimashvish b'maisav. It says the first one is b'mashin nichshav b'gilgal hazeh har b'pa'amim. Yifashvish b'maisav means look over your maisav, like the Mishnah Sharm says. Look over your deeds. See what you're good at, what you're not good at. The things that you constantly mess up on are the things which you're here to be mesaken. So if a person has a really hard time with a specific, he's hard to be, he cannot be honest. He's always lying or cheating or he has a tremendous timer for a moment, or he has a tremendous timer for anything. Or he's always fighting with people. I know someone that was in a bad fight with someone and he went to some sort of mind, some guy. And I don't think that I'm not sure the person is good or not good. And he basically told him in the previous Gilgal you were always in Dine Torah and whatever, you have to go and show him this time. That's what you're here for. Anyway, but point is that Yifashish b'maisav Ifashish b'maisa means if a person is nichshal constantly in something, then that's kufu yirin masakin. Yimashmish b'maisa means that you're not nichshal in it, but you have a pull to it. It's attractive to you. It's something be'izaver nafshe chashka me'oid. Why did the chashka? Why is that thing drawing you? Because in the previous gilgul that became your teva. So sometimes it shad is that which you nichshal in, that's cool for you're hitting masakin. The other thing is that the things which are hard for you, the things which pull you, which interest you, could be so it's a similar idea, and therefore that's shot. And I said, but that's a toy. Unbelievable. Okay. Still more to do. We're almost finished. We got to hopefully finish Perek Dalet before you get going.